from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
St. Lucia's tourism minister Romanus Lansico describes Prime Minister Compton's successor as a hand-picked friend. OMI's plans for a quick reopening of its Essequibo gold mine described as obscene, and voodoo is official in the West African state of Benin. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. St. Lucia's tourism minister Romanus Lansico says his decision to retire from party politics was taken long before it became clear that Prime Minister John Compton was going to step down. In an interview with Timothy Polion, newscaster at Radio Caribbean International in St. Lucia, Mr. Lansico was asked if he decided to retire because the party leadership was given to Mr. Dr. Vaughan Lewis rather than himself.
My letter of retirement was dated 5th July 1993, long before there was any talk of the Prime Minister handing over the Prime Ministership to his hand-picked